The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise God. This is Dr. Bill Bailey. This is the Word of Faith Netcast. Once again, I'm glad you could join us as we get into the Word of God. We're going to be continuing with our topic of being in tune with the flow of the Spirit. We need to be more spiritually aware in these days than we've ever been in our Christian lives. Praise God. And that's because these are the last of the last days. So we need to be in tune. Now, in order to be in tune, just like your car, you got to tune yourself up a little bit. You know, sometimes you got to tune the engine on your car. Well, you need to tune yourself up spiritually. Now, how are we going to do that? Well, we need to remind ourselves of certain things from the Word of God. That's what we're going to be doing as we get into some very important topics that starting this week, probably go for a number of weeks on this topic. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, talking about spiritual gifts, talking about spiritual things. Let's look at it. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, that is the King James translation. And there's a couple of things I want to point out right from the top here. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, the word gifts there, if you'll notice in your King James Bible, is italicized. Now, the folks that publish the Bible, in this case the King James Version, put words like that in italics when that word was not actually in the original translation, the original language. So he didn't say now concerning spiritual gifts, he said now concerning spirituals, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now that doesn't exactly roll off the tongue well. So the translators put in the word gifts to basically explain what he's talking about. But I think in doing so, we miss something here. Now, concerning spiritual things, concerning spiritual life, concerning your spiritual life and manner, all of those things could be fit in there and would work with the translation. But now he goes on to talk about spiritual gifts. So the translators figured, well, let's just say concerning spiritual gifts. But I think it's that broader sense that we need to look at it in terms of our study this week. This is concerning spiritual things. Now, the word spiritual here is the Greek word, let's see if I can come close to pronouncing it, pneumatikos. Pneumatikos. It means non-carnal. That is humanly ethereal as opposed to gross. A spirit, supernatural, regenerate, religious, or spiritual. So, non-carnal, non-physical, I always think about Kenneth Copeland when he was talking about carnally minded, and the term carnal has an association with the word carne. You know, carne means meat. And so he said, carnally minded is meat-headed. Well, in effect, yeah, that's pretty much what it's talking about. To be carnally minded is to be meat-headed. To be meat-headed is death. Be carnally minded is death is what the scripture says. So here, this is talking about not carnal or non-carnal, non-meat-headed. To think of spiritual things, not the physical things, all right? Now, concerning spiritual things, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. The word ignorant here is agnoeo in the Greek. It means something you don't know, not to know, having a lack of information or intelligence, by implication to ignore. Now, think about that. By implication to ignore through disinclination, or in other words, you're just not interested. So let's look at it this way. Now, concerning spiritual things, brethren, I don't want you to be disinterested, disinclined, or have a lack of information. And unfortunately, I think a lot of Christians fall into that category these days. They are not interested in spiritual things. Oh, Dr. Bill, no, I'm interested in spiritual things. Really? Are you interested in spiritual things above and beyond the natural? Above and beyond your car, your house, your money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Are you really more interested in spiritual things? So that comes back to that scripture we've talked about before. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, if you're things oriented, if you're what can I get personally for me oriented, then you're not going to be interested in spiritual things. And that's what you need to be interested in. That needs to be what you are keenly excited about. You need to be spiritually oriented. Now let's keep reading. You know that we were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, in other words, confess him personally as Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now let's take this apart. Diversities here is diaeresis, a distinction of variety. There's a distinct number, a variety of gifts, which is charisma. It's the Greek word charisma. And that means a gratuity, that is a deliverance from danger or passion, specifically a spiritual endowment, a religious qualification, a miraculous faculty. I love that. A miraculous faculty. In other words, an ability beyond natural ability. There are distinctions and varieties of supernatural endowments and miraculous faculties. Woo! Amen. Now, but while there are a diversity of different supernatural abilities, it's all the same Holy Spirit. The Greek word here, pneuma, spirit being. All right, a current of air, that is a breath or blast or a breeze. When God breathed out of his mouth the breath of life, that was a pneuma, breath of life. Amen? The Holy Spirit. Now, there are differences of administrations. The word administration is diaconia, attendance, aid, official service, especially of the Christian teacher, or technically of the diaconate, which would be what we would call deacons, or those that are in the helps ministry. Differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations. The word operation here is energema, which is an effect, an operation, or a working. The word energy comes from energema, energy. There are difference and diversities of operations, workings of these spiritual gifts, of these supernatural manifestations. But it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation, phanerosis in the Greek, an exhibition, a bestowment, an expression. There are different manifestations of the Spirit given to every man among you as believers to profit withal. In other words, God doesn't give spiritual gifts, abilities, manifestations to individual people to profit them individually. He provides these supernatural gifts, supernatural manifestations to profit withal, to profit the whole body. So when we come together, this is in a church situation. I want to keep coming back to this point. This is talking specifically here about within a local church. It's who he's writing to is a local church in Corinth. And so in that local church, to profit withal, to profit the whole group, this is what he's explaining. God gives supernatural manifestations. And this is what we need to be interested in. This is what we need to strive for in the sense, not as striving, but as interest, goals, desire. In other words, he says, I want you to desire spiritual gifts. We'll talk about that when we get to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Desire spiritual gifts. We need to desire the operation of these manifestations, but not for ourselves, for the whole. That's what he's talking about here. To profit with all. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Word of wisdom. We'll talk about that. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Notice he keeps using that phrase, by the same Spirit. We're not talking about different spirits. We're not talking about a different origin. These are all coming from God, and they're all coming from God to bless his people in the local church. Okay, so let's keep going. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings, it's actually plural in the Greek, healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh the one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man among you as Christians severally as he will. These are all manifestations of the Holy Spirit that he does as he, the Holy Spirit, wills. These are not things that you just call upon and can do anytime you want to. You say, well, Dr. Bill, you know, I speak in other tongues, and I can speak in other tongues whenever I desire to. That's a different situation. That's not public ministry in a local church service. That's your private prayer language. Yes, you can privately, by yourself, you can start praying in the Holy Ghost anytime you want to. And that is for your edification, and that is to build you up. Again, we'll find that out in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 when we get to that point. But in terms of a public manifestation of the Spirit to profit with all, that is by the Spirit's direction, by his prompting. Not at your decision. You make yourself available, but he's the one that decides when you operate in these gifts. Okay? Now let's keep reading. Let's go down to verse 11. But all these worketh the one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man among you Christians severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members are of the one body, being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whatever our national origin, whatever our background, whether we be Jews, whether we be Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, again, whatever our standing was initially, and have all been made to drink of the one Spirit. For the body is not of one member, but of many. Talking about the body of Christ, Christians. For if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? No. We each have an individual position. We each have an individual purpose and place in the body of Christ. If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? No. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all of one member, where were the body? And now there are many members, yet one body. There's one body of Christ. There are many members of that body. And now the eye cannot see in the hand, I have no need of thee, nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. I heard a story one time. I don't know physiologically the truth of it, but they say that your little toe, as small as it is, if you were to lose that little toe, it would throw off your balance. It would throw off your demeanor and the way you walk. You'd have to relearn how to walk to a certain extent it would make you clumsier and so forth. In other words, just that little tiny member has an effect on the whole body. And that's the way it is in the body of Christ. What we could consider to be a very small member, you may think of yourself as the skin on the bottom of the little toe of the body of Christ. Doesn't matter. You're important. Every member of the body of Christ is important. And that's what he's talking about here. Verse 23, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, notice he didn't say they were less honorable, he just said we think they are, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism or division in the body. The word schism here is schisma. In the Greek, it means a split or a gap, a division. You know, we talk about schisms in churches or divisions in churches, church splits. There should be no schism in the body. There should never be a church split. I'll just be straight with you. There should never be a church split. We should be getting along as one body of Christ. But the members should have the same care one for another. If you truly had care one for another, you wouldn't have a church split. You wouldn't have a schism or a division. Amen? But whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. One member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. Ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God hath set some in the body of Christ, in the church. First apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. We talked about that before. These are the ministry gifts, the fivefold ministry that's listed in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. The fivefold ministry gifts, he elaborates on them here so that it looks like there's more than five, but really there are still just five, because as we've said before, some of these work together, these manifestations work together in one gift. So let's look at it once again. God has set some in the church, first apostles. So if you go over to Ephesians 4, you'll find apostles, so there's one for one. Secondarily prophets, you go over to Ephesians 4, you find prophets, that's two for two. Thirdly teachers, three for three. After that, miracles and gifts of healings. Now, miracles and gifts of healings are part of the evangelist ministry, so that's the evangelist. And then finally, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, that falls under the pastor's ministry. Now, I don't want to get into a whole lot of study of that because we've talked about it before. I encourage you to go back to past netcasts and get into that because we did a study along those lines. We also have references on our website, wfm.org, that will help you with your study of that particular topic. Matter of fact, my entire master's thesis is on the helps ministry, and it has a very detailed examination of these scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 is compared to Ephesians 4, 11. So you can check that out if you'd like. All right, he goes on to say, there are some that have these operations of ministry. Verse 29, are all apostles? No, not all are called as apostles in the body of Christ. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healings? Again, plural. Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Now, a lot of people latched onto this and said, see, do all speak with tongues? No, not everyone speaks with tongues. That's the implied answer is no. So, of course, not everyone has the ability to speak in tongues even after they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No, again, we're talking about a public ministry operation in the local church setting. We're not talking about the private prayer language. Amen. Paul makes it clear, and we're going to find this out as we go into our study further, he makes it clear that when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you pray and you are edified. But when you speak out a message in tongues and there's interpretation, it is equivalent with prophecy. There's a big difference there. We'll get into that really to some extent. Then verse 31, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and I will show you a more excellent way. I will show you a way that operationally in the local church functions better and is more efficient and gets the job done better than all of these, looking at it all individually. In other words, it all works together. We're all working together toward a common goal as the body. That's why there should be no schisms. There should be no divisions. We should not be fighting one another any more than your finger fights with your foot. Your eye fights with your nose. You shouldn't be, members of the same body should be functioning together to accomplish the same goal. And the goal should be the building of the kingdom of God. The goal should be the operation, the proper operation of the things of God in the body of Christ. Amen? Well, that's what we're going to be getting into. And I encourage you to take the time to study these things out and to really look into this subject and do it because there's a desire for spiritual things there. Do it because you want to prepare yourself for these days that we're living in of the Word and the Spirit revival. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, I got a couple announcements for you. First of all, I really encourage you to take advantage of WFR.org. We've got the address right here on the screen. WFR.org is a tremendous resource and one that really I think we take for granted way more than we should. We need to thank God for Brother Harold Cagle and his wife Peggy, who are out there keeping that station going. That's an internet radio station. And because it's internet, it's available to you. If you have a computer, you can tap into it. If you have an internet radio, which I'd encourage you to check out, look into, just go on, if nothing else, go to Amazon.com and type in internet radio and search for it. You'll find a bunch of them there. We're going to be talking more about those particular devices on Word of Faith Radio. Brother Harold got one recently, and he's pretty excited about it. I got one for my wife, Belinda. She's really enjoying using it every day. Awesome, awesome technology. Also, your cell phone, you can get Word of Faith Radio over your smartphone, like a Droid or an iPhone or whatever, all these devices that we have available to us. So many ways. The Roku box that for your TV, you can actually get Word of Faith Radio audio through that device. So there's just so many opportunities to connect with and to listen to Word of Faith Radio, and I'd encourage you to do that. There's so many good word ministers on there preaching the Word of Faith. You need to be part of that station. And actually, I'd encourage you to do this. If you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you and leading you to give to that ministry, to support that ministry financially, and I'm not talking about this ministry, Word of Faith Ministries. You know, I'm only connected with Word of Faith Radio in that I help with some of the technical, computer aspects and technical aspects. I'm not directly connected in terms of a financial connection at all. But I'm telling you, you need to pray about supporting that ministry, getting involved with that ministry. And you can go to their website, WFR.org. There's a donate button. You have to go all the way down the right-hand side column, and there's a button there you can press and contribute to Word of Faith Radio. And I'd encourage you to do that. Like I said, I don't get anything out of it one way or the other than seeing the kingdom of God advance. And that is important, praise God. So take advantage of that. Be a blessing. You know, God wants you to be a blessing. He wants you to be involved in spiritual things. And being involved with Word of Faith Radio is a good way to do it. Praise the Lord. So we got all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of things coming up. I just wanted to share some of that with you and encourage you along that line. And I do want to encourage you to go to our website, WFM.org. Check out our articles. Check out our resources there. We have videos. We have audio files. We have all kinds of teaching resources, like I mentioned earlier. You know, my master's thesis is there. My doctoral dissertation is there. Articles that I've written, all kinds of things that you can get into and receive from are there at Word of Faith Ministries website, wfm.org. Okay, so check that out, and I believe it will be a blessing to you. Now, you can write me here at Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina, and our zip code is 27262. Love to hear from you. You can write us there. Also, I'd encourage you to write me at my email address, which is drbill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at wfm.org. You can write me there, and I'll get your email, and I appreciate hearing from you. It's always a blessing to hear from folks that are listening and watching the netcast, and I do appreciate it. Until next time, remember to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.